Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the news. The news came again today. It's Walter Cronkite. When I do an impression, I don't like to take chances. First, I like to tell you who I'm doing. Walter Cronkite was the best and the greatest of all the anchormen. God bless him. There never was a better anchorman than Walter Cronkite. And he was involved with the news, not like the anchor kids today. You ever hear the anchor kids today? They were all 19 years old. They got perfect hair, perfect dimples. And when they read the news, you could tell they're not even listening. They couldn't care less. Do they care what's happening? So, how many people got killed? 9 million. Well, 9 more million people got killed. That's it. I always say, you can't live forever. You see, well, Walter Cronkite read the news, it meant something to him. That's why it was so dramatic and meaningful. Remember Walter Cronkite? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the news. The news came again today, like it came yesterday, another day of news that came. It came and went, and it came and went. And that's how it was, whatever it is. And that's how it happened wherever it came. Came and it went, and it's coming, coming and going, coming here, there, everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm. You know who else is a great newscaster? David Brinkley. David Brinkley. You ever watch David Brinkley? Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to hear the news. How it happened, I don't know. What I'm doing here, I don't remember. But I know that it happened. So I show up. Now, some people ask me why, others say why not. Some say it could be, others say it could not. Now, if it could, it would. If it can't, it won't. You never know what I'm talking about. On the other hand, I got the job, so who cares? But the best of them all is William Buckley. I would like to I would like to prognosticate why we elucidate upon upon the time we have to remember. Of course, the Afrikaimen. I don't like to make fun of these people. They make fun of everybody, don't they? They even make fun of the President of the United States. The nerve of these people to make fun of the President of the United States, especially a president like Bush, one of the great presidents of all time, the most honest president we ever had, never told a lie. Except when he talks, it's the only time. But even if he does tell a lie, I don't mention it. It's nobody's business. He's my president and I respect him. Even at the Republican convention when he said, read my lips, no new taxes. Remember that? I read his lips. You know what they said? Bullshit. But I don't pick on him because he's my president. And he wants great things for this country. One of the things he wants is a constitutional amendment to stop the burning of the American flag. And he's 100% right about that. Who the hell are you to burn the American flag? Get out. I really resent that. You know, it's the only country in the world where you're allowed to burn the flag, but you're not allowed to tear the tag off a mattress. He wants a lot of great things for this country. He got us David Souter for the Supreme Court. You think it's easy to find that schmuck, David Souter? You ever see David Souter? Makes Dinkins look like a personality. Sure. It looks like he passed away. They forgot to tell him about it. You know how he got the job for the Supreme Court? Because he was able to prove that he never had an opinion on any subject. Never took a side on any issue. Nobody ever heard of him. Nobody saw him. Spent his whole life on top of a mountain in a cottage with his mother. And that's it. Never went out with a girl, a boy, a chair, a horse. Nothing. Makes as much sense as Jesse Jackson running for president. Jesse Jackson is a man who never had a job. Do you know that? Never worked for a living in his life. There's work involved. It's not for him. He's got nothing to do with working for a living. He's available for nothing. He's just a president, and that's it. Spent his whole life following around earthquakes and floods and disasters. Without a disaster, no place to go. You ever meet him at a pleasant occasion? Nobody ever. You ever see him at a bar mitzvah? Never. You understand this? Comes home every day. What's the disaster? No disaster, son of a bitch. I got nothing to do. Right now, he's a shadow senator. You know what that is? That's a senator without a state. He's a reverend without a church. He's in business without a job. The man is full of shit. That's it. That's it. And I say this with the highest respect because I don't like to talk about people. I'm very careful what I say. You notice I don't talk this way about President Bush because he's a great man, not as great as Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan is the greatest president we ever had. Probably the greatest president of all time. Never got involved in politics. He knew it's not his business. He was looking for a place to sleep. He heard there's a lot of beds in the White House. You understand this? Ironically, Reagan was known as the great communicator, even though he knew very little of what's going on anywhere in the world. Bush is just the opposite. Bush is highly prepared for the presidency. He was head of the CIA, ambassador to UN, ambassador to China. This is a brilliant man. Nobody knows how brilliant he is, because when he talks, nothing comes out. He talks perfectly, but not English. English is not his field of hakat or trumpet. You ever see him talk? His hands and his mouth never work out in the same direction. I don't want to pick on him because everybody's happy with him as a president. You can't pick on him now. Because everybody loves him because of what he's doing for this country. Let's be honest, he's doing something for this country nobody ever did before. He's protecting us from quail. I don't want to pick on quail. Everybody is picking on quail. I think it's bad taste. But the whole country is so nervous about quail. You know how nervous they are? Remember when Bush had heart palpitations last week? Everybody else got cardiac arrest. When that happened, the whole country was running around. They forgot about their children, their grandchildren. How's Bush? Okay, okay, that's all right. They didn't care if he's good or bad. Is he still living? That's all I want to know. Because they're so afraid of quail. They think quail is stupid. I got news for you. He's not as stupid as you think. It's close. You know, they always blame the comedians for picking on him for overdoing it. Let's be honest about it. He happens to say one stupid thing after another. Why are you blaming other people? Remember when he came back from Latin America? He actually said this. They asked him, what did you accomplish in Latin America? He said, very little. They said, why? He said, because I don't talk Latin. They said, why don't you go to Central America? He said, I don't talk Central either. Then Bush told them we're having grave problems in Central America. So the next week they found him wandering around Kansas. Now that's a true story. See, Kansas is the central part of America. Nazi bastard. I don't want to pick on him. At least everybody knows where he is now. For the last couple of weeks, we suddenly discovered him. Everybody found out where he is. For the first year and a half, nobody knew where he was. Usually a vice president is unobtrusive. Him, you couldn't find at all. Nobody knew where he was. He was on the witness protection program. You know, I went to buy a bottle of milk. His picture was on the container.